Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're over in Studio A with the Capecchi Family Band. Well, about half of them this afternoon. They're taking the time out to do a few tunes for us. And they've got the brand new album coming out on October 23rd, Kids Raising Kids. And it's the long-awaited debut full-length.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First of all, welcome, guys.
Thank you so much. Welcome back.
It's Kelsey, Gabe, and Steven joining us today, and they're out on the road doing all sorts of touring, and now they've got this new one coming out, and we'll hear about it after this first one you're going to do.
Perfect. Cool.
What are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start with a song called Heartbeat.
All right.
And I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heartbeat beat a beat. Like a drum for you. Every day it's closer. Don't take it back, no, no, sir. I'll play my favorite part for you. I'm in a strange position. Come on and join where I am. I'll keep the door wide open for you. And I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat like a drum for you. This is a part we both love. The cover I skin, cause it's so cool. How did I find myself here for you? Ooh, 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 ooh. Granted, you play your cards right. Baby, I swear I won't fight. I like this game we're playing for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat. Like a drum for you. And I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat like a drum for you.
It's the Capecchi Family Band live from Studio A. Gabe, Kelsey, and Steven, that is, over in Studio A here at WCBE. And they're going to play a couple more for us. That one's from the new album, Kids Raising Kids. Hasn't come out yet. I did get an advance listen. We were talking earlier, but I don't have the actual copy. And you said you're going to give me one, so I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
Because we played Heartbeat a few times. Just got that in last week. And so I'm ready, excited to share with our listeners more of that CD, because we go more than one song deep, which I think is great here at Public
Radio.
Much
appreciated.
So yeah, looking forward to sharing that with our listeners. But so you've had the three EPs previous, and now you kind of you've been on the road since you've been together, pretty much.
Yeah.
Out on the road a lot, and so early this year you finally took a break, took some downtime to do recording?
Yeah, we get to switch it up. You know, we kind of finally got to wrap up some other parts of our lives prior to May of last year. Some of us were in college and stuff like that. And finally, we were able to take being on the road full time. And that was kind of the inspiration for a lot of what came out of the record. And when we started recording it in January. So a lot of songs came out of that. Just I feel like that plunge of just diving into being an actual musician rather than just being this. It was kind of like half in, half out, but now we were like completely into it. So it was really exciting for us, and we thought we were finally able to make something that was the, I don't know, the embodiment of all the years of just trying to get to that point.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. and so, well, then you've completed the album. Again, it's coming out on October 23rd, and but you've just recently did Lollapalooza, the ACL, mm-hmm. right? And all sorts of festivals that you've... I'm sure had some good times there.
Yeah, it's been fun. We love playing festivals. It's just a really fun, open atmosphere with people who love music. And it's been a huge pleasure to be able to be a part of those festivals and to really make a lot of new friends and fans along the way. So we look forward to, you know, next year, the new year of festivals.
If you had to choose one, could you?
Ooh.
Would you?
I think we all like different ones.
There's six of you, right?
Yeah,
so yeah.
It's never appropriate to choose your favorite child.
I know. For me, I like Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
I really like the, like, you know, dirty camping. It's really
the hot,
really fun.
Hot stuff.
I'm kind of the opposite of that one. Like, I like super clean.
There's definitely a festival for every Kopecky. That rule applies for this band.
Yes.
We all like different things about different festivals.
And talking about the name Kopecky, I think that stems from Kelsey, right?
Yes.
Not necessarily related by blood, but family-oriented in so many other ways.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the story, how that came to be?
Well, it started like with... I mean, can you kind of make a joke with Kelsey about the name of a band being the Kopecky Family Band? It was her and I kind of started writing together in 2007. And then we played a show together and they asked us what our name would be. And we said, well, I guess it's the Kopecky Family Band. And it slowly turned into, you know, what we have today with six band members and everything like that. And part of that journey turned into making it less of a joke and more of what the idea of family means and like really trying to embrace that idea. And whether that means to... as part of our fan base, making it something that you're part of our family as well. And or it's just, you know, we started adopting kids around the world to make them our siblings as well, you know, to kind of bring them into the family. Kelsey and I were actually both the youngest in our family, so we always wanted somebody to take care of. And so in that sense, we had a song called Little Baby Sister, which is kind of the inspiration for wanting to take care of these kids and do that
nice.
Kind of stuff. So, but yeah, you know, it's become a very meaningful name to us rather than just a band name.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing. That's I love that. I really do. It's the Kopecky Family Band over in Studio A, and they've got a couple more for us. Is this going to be a new one?
Yes, it is. We're going to play all new ones if that's cool.
Oh, yes. Awesome. I was just kind of being facetious.
Well, somebody out there, all these songs are new, so that's great.
That's true.
Thank you.
My father said, if you're honest, no one will complain or ask you, are you listening, Ernest? Gentle as a dove, when I say, are you serious? Are you serious?
Kopecky Family Band live from Studio A with Gabe, Kelsey, and Steven today. And another new one from Kids Raising Kids that'll be out on October 23rd, 2012. And they're currently on tour, I saw on your website, through November 10th.
That's correct. And then we go back out again on the 30th through the 17th of December.
Okay. So then what does the family do for the holidays?
That's a good point, because we all get to take off. We try really hard to just get all the holidays off.
Yeah.
That's true. I think we'll all go to our respective homes, which are kind of across the country. Mm-hmm. I'll be going up to Minneapolis. Steven will be going to South Carolina.
And actually, I guess I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. About 5 weeks now ago. And so I guess my wife and I will be spending our first times creating our own traditions at home. So
and have that first ornament.
Yeah. We got. I know for last year, she bought, her grandmother got her her first ornament.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, her first ornament, not ours.
Oh, right.
And so this year we got our first ornament already for a wedding gift from her grandmother.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's really sweet. I'm excited about it.
Nice. Yeah, so it's been scattered since the Nashville.
Yeah.
Since you first formed in Nashville, right? Mm-hmm. I have that right?
That's
right. Now everybody's kind of elsewhere.
Well, no, actually, we were scattered before, and now we're in Nashville.
Yeah, now all of us live in Nashville, but our families...
Home.
Yeah, you know,
there's no place like home.
Ancestors.
With the people who provide healthcare for us sometimes when we still need it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well,
so with all the festivals and just out on the road a lot, not sure how much downtime you have to see other bands when you're at the festivals, or if you have to get back in the van and just head to the next city.
Yeah.
Is there downtime to see newer bands that you haven't checked out before that are on your new radar
we
that
aim
you really
for
dig?
It.
Yeah.
You met some cool people, didn't you? Who'd you meet?
I got to see a couple cool bands at ACL, Jack White and Neil Young. Who else did I see?
She's my brother. He's my...
Oh, yeah. I got to meet. He's my brother. She's my sister.
Oh, they're coming to town too.
Yeah.
That's a hard name.
Yeah. It's really confusing. But they're really nice people. We hope to tour with them sometime.
Cool.
We've become friends with this band, Oberhofer, and we got to hang out with them for a while. It's funny. I think sometimes in the mixture of all this, I don't know if we get to see a lot of shows, but we get to hang out with a lot of friends and make new friends. And that's funny because you get to meet them before you actually hear the music.
Right.
So it's a bizarre little experience.
And you really hope you like it after?
Yeah, I do. So you don't have to bear the bad news. Hey, man, we're not really into it. There's one band actually that did play before us at ACL. It's a band called Eastern Seas.
Yeah, they've been right here in the studio too.
It was
amazing.
Really, awesome. Really cool. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, they were really nice guys, and we really liked their sound. They have two drums on stage, and they did this thing where they have, both of the drums are in unison with one another.
Yeah.
And it's when they're coming down the snare, I guess it looks really cool. Visually,
it's
really...
beautiful visual.
Oh, and this band Colorfields, they're our friends from Nashville. They got to play, and they killed it. They're such good guys. They're on tour with us for the last four dates, and we miss them already, but they were super sweet.
Well, thank you guys so much, guys
thank
and gal,
you.
For being here again and taking the time out today.
Always.
To play for us. Again, the new album, Kids Raising Kids, is out on October 23rd. And safe travels to you and happy holidays and all that good stuff. It's
thank
coming
you.
Fast. Doesn't always seem comes quicker.
It does.
And quicker.
This has actually been a really slow week. Which is funny because we're one of the holidays is going to get here. We're really excited about it.
Well, great. Well, what's this last one you're going to do?
This song is called Change, and it's actually off the new record as well, Kids Raising Kids.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
Just tell me that we'll stay.